Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM.
Can I lock the camera?
You could try. Anytime you press buttons, though, it's a dicey game.
What are you doing?
I'm launching the camera.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. The Marlins look to bounce back.
There's no lock button.
Against the Atlanta Braves. They lost yesterday 9-1. Chris Sale gave up one run over seven innings. And he struck out eight. Jansen Junk gave up a pair of three-run homers. The Fish will go for the split tonight with Sandman on the hill. Sandy Alcantara goes up against Spencer Strider at 6:40 p.m.
I look like a Sears picture.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
What is going on here,
Jennifer? Man? There's no helping him. Don't even worry.
I'm
about
saying
it.
You look like a Sears.
Locked.
You look like something you but see at Sears.
Moving.
You know what? Maybe you should just let it go for the show, huh? You only got a couple left for the week.
Not me.
We'll take you out. We'll go to the bullpen, huh?
Look, lock target.
Oh, jeez, Louise.
Jay Gatto, 258 and 0.
Yep.
Technology's won again.
Yeah. Jay Gatto has given us the fight photo of the year. Shout out to him.
It is good.
It's good. It's there. Yeah. Jay Gatto has brought up, we have the main event coming up. Leroy Horde versus Technology. Somebody get Don King on the phone.
Thank you, Tobin.
Thank you, Tobin.
Thank you.
Leroy, you put on some weight there.
That's
look
not
at
the
you.
Worst part.
I'm 5 feet.
Oh,
why
my
you got
God.
Me built like Maurice Jones-Drew?
Well, that's what Google says.
That is
part
true.
Part of technology.
That is true.
That's why they have JFig way taller than you.
Yep.
I'm tall.
So, there's
why is that picture so close? Why?
One of my favorite pictures.
She's a giant.
She's a giant.
So there's a trade package out there that's floating for Giannis.
Between who?
Between the Heat and the Bucks. Okay. This is from Greg Wolfel. This is his Twitter bio. Editor of Wolfel Press Box. Pro Basketball Writers Association Award winner.
Okay, legit.
10,000 followers on social media.
Not bad.
Intangibles.
No.
He said the Heat are odds on favorite to land onto Antetokounmpo in a trade.
Here Ocho is the Nueve. That's what we got.
Well, Ocho is he's doubling down on social media right now.
Just oh, Ocho Cinco?
Yeah, he is.
Currently right now.
Yes.
You know what? I'm gonna go. No. I'll see him sometimes. You know what? I'll see him next week.
Will you?
Yeah. He's probably gonna watch the Champions League final.
Okay.
Probably watch at Twin Peaks Pines.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask him there and see what's going on.
Maybe you guys will celebrate having Giannis. Well, you won't, but maybe you'll be watching your team in the
you
finals.
You think the trade might happen before then?
Nah. I think they'll wait after. I mean, I don't know. I think they'll probably wait till after the finals, though.
Yeah.
But Ocho was on social media last night on his podcast, Nightcap, with Shannon Sharp and Iso Joe. He said that Giannis, he's heard from people that Giannis is looking for a house down here. And then he commented on a trade, which was NBA Central, not NBA Central, Leroy, that said Miami is now viewed as the overwhelming favorite to land Giannis Antetokounmpo. And then he commented on that, who said it first? Meaning him. He wants some credit. And then there's this offer that's out there from, I'm sorry, it's Jerry.
G-E-R-Y. Yeah.
Only one R?
That's weird, right?
He might be French. Is it Gary?
Gelly?
Gary.
Maybe he likes the Canadiens. He said, the Heat are the odds-on favorite to land on Antetokounmpo in a trade. Here's the package some NBA officials told me the Heat is offering for the Bucks. My personal opinions on each of the individuals involved. So the package that he puts, I don't really care about his opinions, to be honest with you. Tyler Hero, Jaime Jaquez Jr., Kalel Ware, draft picks, this year's 13th pick, and a latter pair of picks to add to it.
I'm not making it.
And then the one thing, and Barry Jackson has pointed this out on this, is that it is not cap compliance, so the Heat would have to add something.
I'm not making that trade.
Okay. Well, why not? Just because of Khalil?
No, because, like, what are you? What will you be with just Giannis and basically?
Well, you could re-sign Norman Powell because you would have his bird rights.
Okay, there. Okay.
If you kept Davion Mitchell, let's say you had to add Jovich to this deal just to make the salary work. You'd have to go Jovich or you'd have to go Davion Mitchell, one of the two. Okay. Let's say they don't want to take on, so you'd either have Kasper Jokic-Jones being your point guard or you would have Norman Powell, Pelle Larsson as your backcourt. Neither one's really a point guard. You could have Kaz as your point guard to start games, go back young like you did a couple of years ago with the bubble year. You could re-sign Andrew Wiggins. Andrew Wiggins could opt in. He could be on the team. Right. See, you're not that easily. It's not that hard to sell you. So, and then, so you would lose. It's really not that hard.
Leroy, Leroy, I think it is pretty safe to say if any trade happens, you're down for it as long as your favorite players are not involved. So the minute they said where, and the number one guy is Wiggins, as long as Wiggins is not touched, you're fine with any trade.
Yeah, it would be
Andrew
Wiggins comes back.
You know what's crazy? My frustrations with Wiggins are just like everybody else's. Like
you wish he was better. More
you see him have a 10-minute stretch where you go,
it's literally the most confounding thing.
And then he'll just disappear. Right? He'll still play defense, but he just offensively he won't move. And I'm like, at what point do you realize that you're one of the better scorers on this team?
I think everybody's been asking that about Andrew Wiggins
for his whole career,
the entirety since he was the number one pick.
Exactly. You know? So from that standpoint, I like Wiggins, but I'm just as confounded as everybody else. I think that Khalil is going to be a star. I just think that he's one of those athletes that does better with compliments, right? That it, instead of being hard on him, even though he takes it, he's not built that way. And you just got to figure out a better way to go at him to get him to do the things you need him to do. You know, because he's just going to be a nice guy and take it with a grain of salt. But if you praise him, sometimes when you praise people, you actually put them under the gun to do the right thing. Right, because then they feel like, oh man, this man's it, and I think that's the better way to go with Khalil.
Yeah, so if you wanted the salary to work, you would have to put Davion in the trade, or I think you would have to put Jovich in the trade to make that work.
We can make it without Davion. I would like Jovich's length.
Davion plays good defense, but
yes.
Since he's short, you don't really care.
I'm a fan. I'm a big fan of Davion. I think he's one of the few true point guards on this roster where he does so much on the court that you don't care if he doesn't score 20. The problem is when he's doing Davion things, it's no guarantee the other knucklehead's going to get to 20.
Shmeethan says they could offer Wemby, Mahomes, and Shohei Ohtani for Khalil Ware, and Leroy would say no.
That's not true.
It's funny.
I take Shohei.
He's good.
He's good.
Two positions in one. Anyway, so that's what's floating around in the Heat fodder right now. Ocho Cinco says that Giannis is buying a house. Some reporter says that this is the offer.
Now, I've always had a problem with this. Giannis is 34?
No, I think he's 32.
32?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. I was going to say, I thought he was like 34.
No.
And I was
31.
Like, whoa, wow.
He's 31. I think he's 32 before. No, he'll be 32 in December.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, never mind. We can get 5 years out of him.
Okay. All right.
But to be honest with you, when you mention all the things you got to give up for 3, maybe 4 years of a player, doesn't it seem kind of steep?
Yes, and I mean the one that hurts is Khalil to me. I mean, like I like Jaime Jaquez. I like Jaime Jaquez Jr., but I do wonder like what's his ceiling as a player. You're gonna have to pay Jaime Jaquez Jr. a contract, if not this year, the next year.
I think you can get here's the deal. I think you can get and for this team, I think Jaime almost fits the roster like Davion. you could ask them to do a lot of different things. And so you got to have a couple of those guys on the team because they can fill in at multiple positions. So I always wonder about that. The problem is that if there's anything that you could replace, it's kind of those guys.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying, like, if I could keep one, him or Pella, I would keep Pella.
Keep Pella, even though Pella
with
does
a team like this, like if it was
Pella
a different,
does a lot of the same things.
It's not even it, he does a little bit of everything. Like I think with that's the thing. When I'm going to be looking at the scores on the team, that's what I'm looking for when it comes to it. You know, with Jaime, if Jaime's not scoring you on a team, what's he doing? You know, that's his number one trait. I know he's been better as a facilitator and things like that. And then it also comes down to like when it comes to paying Jaime the money. And look, I get it. Jaime's going to want to get paid. I don't fault anybody for wanting to get paid. But I just don't know are the Heat going to be in a position to pay him long term money. Probably not going to do it this year. They're going to if they don't do the Giannis trade, they're going to put it off a year anyway.
Right.
So,
I would say of all the guys that you talk about, the one guy that intrigues you the most about what their future would be and how they could be is Kalel. You see what I mean? So
yeah, like, he's obviously got the biggest ceiling out of anybody,
which is crazy because.
But you also got.
But I would say the Heat probably wouldn't have a issue trading Kalel because they don't treat him that way.
I don't think it's the. I don't think the Heat would trade Kalel for anybody. Like if this comes up and it's you know anybody else, like they didn't trade him for KD. And they were in those talks, and they wouldn't trade him for Kevin Durant. If Kevin Durant came up again this year, I don't think they would trade him for Kevin Durant. I don't think there's a lot of people they would trade Kalel Ware for. I think Giannis is the guy.
Okay.
You know, obviously, if like Ant or Joker became available, I'm talking about the guys who are actually available.
But then the other issue is keep in mind that if you're talking about Giannis, you're talking about Kalel, and you're talking about Bam. Okay, if you trade him. Giannis in, he fills one of those two spots. Mm-hmm. So there's that. If you trade him for a different position, then it'd be harder to trade Kalel because he's the other guy.
Yeah, I mean, Bam's going to be back to center. Like,
Or, again, you could go with Jovic, who is his kryptonite is the paint.
I'm going to be surprised if Jovic gets traded. I think his contract's too toxic right now. I would be surprised if he gets traded.
Contract?
Yeah.
Or how about his play?
Well, I mean, if he didn't make any money, like, I don't think anybody, I think people would still take a risk.
Yeah,
I think people
if
would,
you couldn't trade him if he had any money because he wouldn't, like, it would.
You can always trade somebody. You don't have to not, like, yeah. People are going to, like, Jaime doesn't make any money. He's going to probably be in the trade for a little sweetener right now.
Man, I would like to have a list and a date of how many guys have been included in your little sweetener over the years. Tyler and Jovic were sweetener 2 years ago.
Tyler's undefeated when it comes to the summer. We'll see if he actually gets traded.
I know. Oh, my goodness.
He never gets traded.
Every
year is in rumors.
Because you know what's crazy? At this point, I think we are the only ones that value Tyler the way we do, right? That when other teams look at him, they see all the things we are afraid or don't want to admit.
I think they're making this move for Kalel Ware in the picks. I don't think they're doing it for I mean, Tyler's a nice story for them because he's a Milwaukee kid.
Right.
They can run that, but his value's never been lower. He doesn't play basketball.
Right.
You know? And he just got a procedure done. So, you know.
Another procedure.
Yeah. So.
So he got bone.
I don't know what happened.
What is he, Predator?
I don't know.
Like, you keep getting extra bones moved out and stuff? Would he climb in trees? Like, what are we doing?
Take a break. More to come. We're back after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Have you gotten a theme today? Biggie's birthday.
Yeah, he said that.
I know.
Vlad made it known.
Huh?
Vlad made it known.
Yeah.
Who did he share a birthday with? Oh, yeah, Myron Gardner.
There you go.
Weather report brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Replacing roof repairs, maintenance, hurricane impact, windows, and doors. Visit tornadoroofing.com. Right now, 86 degrees in Miami, partly cloudy, sunny conditions expected around 2 p.m. Wind gusts up to 14 miles per hour. Your humidity, 68%.
Still dropping.
Hey, so question. How are we feeling about the movie coming out, The Masters of the Universe?
He-Man?
It's Masters of the Universe.
Yeah, it's He-Man.
That's He-Man.
I know it's He-Man, but they have a crew.
How do I feel about it?
Yeah.
I'll watch it.
But it looks
cheesy.
It looks like, it doesn't look like it's real, like, it's not like the Avengers. It's like part, like, almost cartoonish.
I don't really remember He-Man too much. I remember watching it a little bit as a kid, but I remember he fought Skeletor.
Yeah.
And that's all I really remember. Yeah. He had a power cat, right? Something like that?
He-Man.
It's He-Man. It's supposed to be cheesy.
You like He-Man more or you like Thundercats more? I like Thundercats.
I like Thundercats. But like, if they would have made a movie, they can't make a movie about Thundercats.
Yeah. They can make a movie about Thundercats. Why can't they make a movie about Thundercats?
Like this.
Why not?
Because it doesn't look real. It looks like, I can't think of the name of the movie with the chick that was part human, part robot. I can't think of the name of the movie.
Thundercats. Ho!
Like, you kidding me? Who's not going to want to see a Cheetra?
Chitara. Happy. Huh?
Not going to want to see a Chitara.
I mean, but it just looks like there's literal Happy Meals being made for these movies. And look how excited it gets.
The movie's name?
Masters of the Universe.
Mm. It looks like part, like.
I could see He-Man coming out on Masters of the Universe.
What's He-Man's power? That sword?
That sword!
Yeah, by the power of Grayskull.
Sorry.
Thunder, lightning starts coming out.
I'm not thinking about Guardians of the Galaxy. Do you remember the movie with the chick? She was part machine.
The lady?
She did the rollerblading thing.
Talking about the Warriors, dude?
No. No, it was like, it's...
Baseball Fury?
No.
Roller skate game?
Alita, Battle Angel.
I don't know what that is.
You ever saw that?
No.
That's how it looks. The Masters of the Universe looks like that.
I love how you're trying to tell us what it looks like after we just repeatedly
just
told you.
Just pull up
a
picture of Alita Battle Angel.
Okay.
Dave South said no, it doesn't.
It does. It's not like it's humans, but it's
what
not.
What are you
like,
trying to say?
Yeah, what are you going
I don't
with?
Understand
where are you going here?
That she looks like the girl that's going to play the girl in the Masters of the Universe or something?
They go, that's anime. But that's kind of what Masters of the Universe looks like. That's what I'm saying. It's not like all the. When you look at the Avengers, when you look at even all the other movies, they're real. I don't like the movies that. I don't know. I guess.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
What is going on?
You hungry? You need a Snickers?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm not hungry.
You sure? Want a salad?
Don't play with my emotions like
Jennifer's
that.
Been dying to read this story. We didn't get
I
to
really
in Goosey's No Goosey's. Go ahead,
all right,
Jennifer.
Go ahead.
So there in Australia, a man found a frog in his lettuce while grocery shopping.
Jesus.
What's Marcos doing in there?
Yeah. I don't know.
Wait. So he went to a grocery store to buy a salad. Mm-hmm. Mistake number one. Don't get salads and them pre-made salads that have been sitting there for days.
Well, how did he find it?
How did he find it? Yeah.
You got any deets here?
You got pictures?
I got a picture. It's a screen. It's a
oh my God!
Screenshot because I couldn't.
Oh, there it is.
Let me see.
He's hiding. Yep. See the little eyes.
That's some good camo.
Yeah.
And then, look at him, just saying hi right there in the corner of the bag.
That's just lettuce.
What
is
do you
that
do? You
got
to. You return that to the store. What do you do there?
Me and customer service at Publix is having a conversation if that should happen.
Yeah,
but it'll never happen to me because I'm not buying a bag of salad from Publix.
Why do you buy like Publix salad?
Is it just because you don't like salad? Like, where would you buy
or
your
you
salad
just don't
from?
Like Publix salad.
From a restaurant, and I only eat salad.
You've never had homemade salad.
Yeah, I made homemade salad with the bag, and I do it myself.
It's just full of lies.
Wait. Tell me, hold on. How do you do it yourself?
Huh? Like, so if you cut up some chicken, and then you get that little dad bag.
What bag?
With the lettuce and stuff in it.
So you go to the store and buy a. Bag of lettuce.
No. Not lettuce, but it has like cabbage and all kinds of stuff in it. Not just lettuce. I don't get a bag of lettuce.
You're right, man.
I don't understand. understand.
Something happened. This one PM hour.
I can't explain. It's not. It's not. That just looks like regular leaf lettuce.
Guy
that don't look like a salad.
His name is Reese Smoker.
Reese Smoker.
That sounds like Australia. Didgeridoo. What's your name there?
The guy that found him.
My name's
where
Reese.
Was it? They don't say where it was.
Melbourne.
Oh yeah.
An Australian farmer named Reese Smoker.
Melbourne. Trying to remember how because my cousin's wife is from there. I'm trying to remember how she says it.
What, didgeridoo?
Yeah.
No.
Is that what she says?
No. She would roll her eyes at you.
Right? Yo, Shvita, this is hysterical. Guys, he doesn't buy. He doesn't buy bags of lettuce. He goes to Publix and buys lettuce in bags.
Yeah, so way different. I don't know what you're saying today, dude.
That's what you said.
So when you look, put that picture up.
Okay.
Put the picture up.
All right. So
that's not a salad. That's just like lettuce, right? Mm-hmm. But they have the. Do you know the bags of lettuce they have?
The ready to eat ones.
Yeah, the ready to eat salads.
With the croutons and the sauce.
Yeah, not croutons. I don't do that.
So you don't
but
buy
they
it.
Have different versions.
Okay, so you won't buy heads of lettuce at Publix.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, it's not crazy though. Like you know, you're making
right,
the,
but
people
I'm
use
just
lettuce
saying,
for other
like,
things, sandwiches.
You're so fixated on the most ridiculous thing when there's a little frog staring
at
you.
You're missing the point of the story.
With the bag.
No.
What? No. No. What?
I'm so confused.
It's a frog and like. Dude, you think that would make it all the way to?
You know, I had a
Sam. You ate dog. You ate a dog snack.
Yeah, you did.
It was shaped like a.
So that was shaped like a lettuce with a frog in it. What are you talking
about? It
was
camo,
shaped like
dude.
A nutter butter.
What was
the box?
An actual frog doing in lettuce? Huh?
I don't know.
I just think that you have a weird sense of things. You feel like you'd never get into those situations, yet you are in those situations all the time.
All the time.
I'm
You're
saying.
The only one.
You feel
I
like you have this. You feel like you have this gravitas of avoidance, and yet you're always in these situations. You literally had to call me because like I was poison control because the reptiles were near you, and you feel like somehow I would never ever be in a situation where a frog would be in my lettuce. Why? Because I would never buy lettuce. Well, I buy lettuce, but only in the bags. As if the frog couldn't get into the bag.
Words.
It's very strange.
Means words.
Are you guys done?
Like, are you?
Are you done? Reese Smoker says that he was preparing a steak and salad dinner Saturday for three
steak
people.
Steak and salad.
He meant frog and salad.
Where he shares his house in Western Australia, where he spotted a frog among the leaves in the sealed plastic bag he had bought from the supermarket. He's like, bro, there's a frog in my lettuce. Now you're taking me, Mick. This not real. That's not a knife. It's a frog. I added to that quote.
Would you like a Foster?
Obviously.
Did he offer him a Foster?
He said, obviously, there's a little frog hiding out, and we all have a little laugh about it there, love. Didgeridoo.
Why
did he almost sound
say,
British?
It's like saying
point?
Period.
He's saying every Australian now.
They say that
he knows.
They renamed the frog Greg before releasing it in a pond near the house.
Greg?
Yeah, that's what they named him, Greg. I'm not even making that up.
Listen,
I lost
the frog lived in
frog.
A bag with lettuce, and he didn't even eat the lettuce.
They said, quote, we thought we'd give him a wee send-off here and play crazy frog for him. You get it?
What?
Crazy frog. You know that song. Didgeridoo.
I can't.
You guys like Matthew Dellavedova?
I know, but he actually said that they played a song. Like
I wasn't making
kidding.
This up. Yeah, I told you.
You have to understand when
like
Tobin reads things, he's going no. When Tobin's in a
we
bit,
we never know it's Tobin.
He's gonna find some sort of
and
facts.
And then the problem is when I ignore it. He goes, "You're always ruining the bit." Yeah. So now we're looking at you like it's a bit.
It's not a bit. Well, it's a
How
bit.
How can I make this a bit? The story is they found a frog in their Australian lettuce. I don't have to make
and
it a bit.
And it's not the only thing they've ever found in a grocery store, too.
That's right.
What else have they found?
Australia man is scary.
Tell him, Jennifer. What else have we found in our lettuce?
I'm not doing it with an accent, okay?
Oh, no.
Well, please. Oh, no. Tobin.
Yeah.
Or what would I call you in a... In Australia. What would they call you in Australia?
I don't know.
Tubes? Please tell us what else have they found in...
Well, they also found a non-venomous...
Snake?
Diamond python.
Yeah, we call non-venomous here.
How do they know it's non-venomous?
And then another time they found a venomous pale-headed snake wrapped in plastic with lettuce.
One time
I just say this?
What is going on?
Can I just say this?
I refuse to go to Australia.
I'd be thin as hell in Australia.
Yeah, you can't be eating.
You can't be eating.
You can't be doing nothing.
One time my family.
Or you're going to get jacked up by a kangaroo, just go and get your mail.
I'm drinking Fosters all day.
One time I found a wallaby in me Wheaties.
Now, somebody asked a good question in the chat. Wouldn't the frog, like, suffocate in the bag?
I don't know. That's like,
well,
didn't the frog eat no lettuce?
Maybe it's just fresh lettuce.
Maybe it did. Maybe it survived in the water and the lettuce.
Maybe the lettuce is fresh with water? You know, I don't know.
Maybe they just picked it up that morning.
I don't know. It's just weird. But
you were really trying to make this work, huh?
He did. No, he did a good job.
No, Jennifer, she's really like, she's all about the bit today. I don't
Woolworths did say that the frog in the salad was isolated. In that's the name of the, that's their Publix.
Woolworths?
Yeah,
wait a minute. There used to be a Woolworths
here.
Oh. There's also an Aldi there. I didn't know that existed down there.
Well,
oh my God, Aldi is like one of the biggest grocery stores in the world.
Woolworths went to Australia.
Well, Woolworths said it was an isolated incident, Vlad.
Woolworths was like Hood Kmart back in the day.
Well, Woolworths says it's an isolated incident and the team's investigating with their suppliers.
Oh, that's Hood Melbourne.
Investigating. You know what they're doing?
Hmm?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you put a frog in here, love.
That's it.
Didgeridoo.
That's it.
I think it was me. I'm sorry. I was missing Greg.
Why are you talking like an old English lady?
That's like 2 feet tall.
You want so bad to be taller than people,
don't you? He loves his lettuce.
I am taller than people. Most people.
Hey, we got to clean up in aisle three for Rue Bowls.
Why would you guess the same place you could find Rue Bowls, you can find a frog in your salad? Do they even like... I guess they don't have any kind of code, right?
Reese.
They just throwing it in the bag. Whatever you get in that bag is extra.
Reese, you see this story here? Ben Simmons is a champion fisherman. Well, he certainly couldn't shoot a basket no more.
No more? Could he ever?
That's a good point. Did you redo?
Take a break. I got
do better.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. A couple pieces of local news here from Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald. Wayne Ellington will serve as the Heat Summer League coach this year. Former sharpshooter, been on the Heat staff for a couple years.
Still playing.
What?
Yeah.
Come on, Leroy.
The man with the golden arm?
The man with the golden arm. The man with the golden arm.
Wayne, I know it's been a minute, Vlad.
Wayne Ellington will be the head coach of the team this year.
Wow.
So good for Wayne Ellington.
Yeah, that's quick, right?
Yeah. That's I think everybody else is kind of.
Yeah, everybody else
I don't know how that works, is if it's like a thing of honor or it's like, hey, it's your turn. I think everybody else on the staff has kind of done it.
Yeah.
Did Karan do it?
Karan did it. Chris Quinn's done it. Malik Migan's done it. Eric Glass has done it. Dan Bisacchio's done it.
Did Juwan do it at any con?
I don't know. I feel like he probably did.
I think he did it before he went to Michigan.
Feel like he probably did.
So that's kind of the next step.
Yeah.
But right now, the guy to get the next job is the right-hand man of Spoke, which is Chris Quinn, right?
Yeah, but I haven't seen any interviews or anything lined up for him. I don't know. He deserves it.
Who is Dallas going to hire? Did they hire somebody?
No.
No, they fired.
No, they just fired Chris, Jason Kidd. They just fired him. I don't know who they're. I think, who did I just see that they were interested in? I just saw this today. Damn it. It was kind of a known name. I think it was a college guy. Oh, John Shire. They were interested in John Shire from Duke.
You know who I think of when you say John Shire?
Who?
2 and a Half Men.
It's Cryer.
John Cryer?
I just told you that's who I think of. Didn't say it was the same last name.
Dade South is, when is the annual Chris Quinn head coaching snub? Oh, it's that train's never late. They're going to snub him.
Yeah.
You know. Listen, I already told Chris Quinn, you know, he needs to go start a podcast if he wants to be a head coach.
Wow. Boy, that's harsh. He's an assistant for a team who tries and still can't make the playoffs. Quinn does not deserve it.
Yeah, well, what about the years in past when he's, been the assistant on teams that made the finals? Did he not deserve it then? You know what I mean? Like, it's silly. Like, he's definitely seasoned enough to go do that.
He's been the right-hand man for, is he 40, in his 40s yet?
Is he in his 40s? Yeah, I think he's in his 40s.
That's, I mean.
I also think there's
San Antonio coach gives me the creep. He looks like he's 12.
Mitch Johnson?
For the Spurs.
Yeah.
He looks like he's 12.
Interesting. Somebody said, what happened to Fizdale? I think Fizdale just took a job in Europe, actually. I want to say, like, Greece or something like that. David, I just saw something like this. Hired. I want to say, oh, I'm sorry, Nigeria. This is from last week. David Fizdale hired to coach Nigeria men's basketball. Is he, like, the national coach?
Wow, that's like coaching the Oats.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Mike Brown coached Nigeria when they beat America, actually. I believe Gabe Vincent was on that team. Remember he wore Nnamdi on the back of his jersey? It was a warm-up game. It was a friendly.
He did. I remember.
Yep. Crazy. So, yeah, you got that piece of news. And then the Marlins are going to call up Graham Pauly. He's coming back up. He's been apparently hitting the ball in AAA. So Graham Pauly's going to come up. But he's only going to play against against right-handers because he's lefty.
Really? I think that's the biggest. Like, if you can hit a baseball, you can hit a baseball.
Nope. That's where you're wrong, Leroy. That's where we're wrong.
Really?
Yeah. No, math says no.
Math does not say no.
Math says no.
Math may say that your batting average is less, but your best hitters on your team need to be hitting every night.
No, we are the stupid ones because math says that Christopher Morel is gonna go on a tear. He's gonna be like Joe DiMaggio for the rest of the season against left-handed pitchers because they keep putting him out there.
You know when?
Nope.
When they send him back down to the jumbo shrimp or back up.
Unbelievable. Prospects! I'm lashing out. I'm sorry. Listen, we get a split against the Braves. That's pretty good, but.
I mean, you better get a split. You better hope Sandy pitches good tonight.
I think he will. This is the normal team.
Here's what sucks about this, though. You ready? You want to know what sucks?
Yeah.
Sandy could give up 2 runs and then mysteriously nobody could hit.
Yeah, maybe. Dade South says that Bendix is the real Smugsy Bogues.
Point for Twitcher.
All right. Well, you got that today. The Marlins and the Braves. You'll be able to hear that right here on FM 104.3. 6 o'clock, Marlins on deck. Steven Strom will get you ready. And then Jack McMullen and Rod Allen will have your call from Lone Depot Park. And that's what we got tonight. You got Knicks and Cavaliers, game 2, and game 1 between the Hurricanes and Canadiens in the NHL Eastern Conference final, a singular final. So, a lot of action tonight, everybody. Everybody have a great rest of your day. Hockman, Crowder, Solana coming on up, and we will talk to you rascals tomorrow.
People that see him play say he has a hose. Does the nut have a lot of tangibility?
It does. I've seen plenty of tangibles at the nut. The nut is very diverse. It's a diverse nut.
Jesus. That needs to be clipped.
There is.
A diverse nut.
There's intangibles, tangibles, intangibles.
Intangibles?
Yeah, tangibles.
I give you credit.
All kinds. They call it El Nut.
El Nut.
Sweet and sweet. Yeah, the nut welcomes all. I'm telling you, dude. Everybody loves all. The nut. Yo. Jesus. It's a great place.